Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. In soccer, the World Cup semifinal showdown is this afternoon. Germany goes against Brazil. The German side, led by high-scoring forward Thomas Müller and their star goalie Memo Neuer, they face a Brazilian team that has to operate without its superstar Neymar, who's out 6 months with a fractured back, and without their star defenseman Silva, who's gone for the rest of the tournament. Germany is in the semifinals for the 13th time in 20 World Cups, seeking to raise the cup a fourth time in the country. Here's an interesting stat. Brazil has not lost an international game on home soil in their last 57 matches. And the game matches two of the great global coaches, Brazilian coach Luis Scolari and Joachim Löw, the head coach of Germany. Germany-Brazil, 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon from South America. Major League Baseball, the Padres slugged Colorado last night 6-1. Chase Headley had four more hits, including a screaming two-run triple off the right field wall. Rene Rivera, Cam Maybin had RBI doubles. It backed Ian Kennedy's nine-strikeout, four-hit pitching performance. Padres have won six of their last eight. The Rockies' free fall continues. They've dropped 18 of 21. All-star nominee pitcher Tyson Ross throws tonight for the Padres in Colorado. Dodgers were off last night, open a huge road trip in Detroit against the Tigers. Hyun-Jin Ryu goes against Justin Verlander. The Dodgers are red hot. They're in first place. They're 51-40 on the season. Angels won again, beat Toronto last night. Halos have won 14 of their last 17, but they lose pitcher Jared Weaver, exits the game in the second inning with a strained back. Halos get the Blue Jays again tonight. Top games, Major League Baseball on Monday scoreboard. Giants got beat by the Athletics. The A's go to 56-33. The misery in San Francisco continues. The Giants somehow have lost 19 of their last 26. Baltimore blast Washington 8-2. Orioles used a 6-run 11th inning in that game. Nelson Cruz, the all-star slugger, hits a league-leading 28th home run. Mets cooled off Atlanta 4-3. Curtis Granderson, David Wright with a couple of home runs in that game. Cardinals blanked the Pirates 2-0 on a Matt Adams 2-run 9th inning walk-off home run. Yankees scored 5 early against Indians ace Justin Masterson, beat Cleveland. White Sox shut out the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Dion Viciedo, 3-run home run. And James Shields struck out 10 against his ex-teammates as Kansas City defeated Tampa Bay. Trading deadline is a couple of weeks away, and the general manager of the Phillies says changes are coming. Ruben Amaro says they're going to move people off the roster. Philadelphia's lost 13 of its last 16. Congratulations to a good guy, Mark Pryor, the former star at the University of Southern California and a very high first-round draft pick with the Chicago Cubs, whose career was sidelined by shoulder misery, named to the USC Baseball Hall of Fame. Pryor was 15-1 his last season at USC, one of the dominant seasons ever in college baseball, went 41-29 with the Cubs before shoulder injuries wrecked his career. He's currently a front office executive with the Padres. Meanwhile, the Mets have lost pitcher Jonathan Neese, goes back on the DL for the second time, shoulder fatigue. Giants outfielder Angel Pagan, second epidural shot because of this ailment in his back, not ready to play. And Texas, in a free fall, has sent promising outfielder Michael Chance. He's gone to the minors with a 117 batting average. Decision day coming pretty quickly for a whole bunch of players in the NBA. Houston Rockets have offered Chris Bosh of Miami a max contract, 4 years, $80 million. If Bosh elects to stay in Miami, he's going to have to take a pay cut. Odds are he's going to join Dwight Howard with the Houston Rockets. New York Post this morning is reporting that Carmelo Anthony is agonizing over what decision he should make: stay in a max contract with the New York Knickerbockers, sign with the Lakers, or see if he can get a deal done with the Chicago Bulls. Miami Heat, putting a foundation to their roster, have just signed ex-Indiana Pacers shooting forward Danny Granger, as well as Josh McRoberts, a big center from the Charlotte Bobcats. Of course, the Heat are still waiting for a decision from LeBron James. Report out of Philadelphia, the Knickerbockers, trying to clear salary cap space, have offered to trade Amari Stoudemire as well as guard Inman Shumpert to the Philadelphia 76ers for a first-round draft pick. And another free agent commitment, Orlando Magic have signed 7-foot veteran center Channing Frye. NFL football, a judge in Philadelphia has approved a rework of the concussion lawsuit involving all those NFL players. The lawsuit guarantees 65 years of payments going forward to retired players as well as current players and players in the future who may have physical ailments. 18,000 living players now have between now and November to vote on the restructured deal. Evidently, a big feud's broken out within the studios of ESPN-TV, feud between former wide receiver Chris Carter and coach Herman Edwards over what the Cleveland Browns should do with drug and alcohol-troubled wide receiver Josh Gibson. Carter, who's a recovering drug abuser, said the Browns should blow the player off the roster and get rid of him. Edwards, the former coach, says the Browns need to get the player into a rehab center to save his life. In Cleveland, Johnny Manziel, the quarterback, says he's not going to change his party habits. His personal time is his personal time. He was photographed in Las Vegas over the July 4th holiday, rolling dollar bills and smoking them in a restroom in Las Vegas. And Kevin Cobb, a former NFL quarterback arrested in Texas, drunk driving of a boat on a lake in Texas. His career has ended a year ago because of multiple concussions. Really sad note in the NHL, Ottawa Senators general manager Brian Murray has left the team to begin immediate radiation and chemotherapy treatments for cancer. And you've heard all types of things. A Yankee fan has filed a $10 million lawsuit against ESPN for showing a video of him asleep at a Yankee-Red Sox game in New York. He charged that Dan Shulman and John Kroc mocked him and embarrassed him for the entire broadcast during that Yankee-Red Sox game. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.